Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Currently 76 degrees, cloudy on the outside, an 80% chance of precipitation this evening, continuing throughout the night, 70% chance for Thursday, mostly cloudy Thursday with a high near 55, north wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Coming up at 4 o'clock, all things considered from NPR News. We start this hour by heading straight into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Maestro Mariusz Smoly. He is here, of course, he is the artistic director for the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra and here to talk about their annual Valentine's concert, which happens to fall exactly on Valentine's Day this year, Friday, February 14th. You all have started having two performances because it has become so attractive to people wanting to celebrate Valentine's Day. Your 6 o'clock show, there are no more tickets for that one, but there is an 8:30 show on Friday featuring the same music and the same guest artist that there are still seats available for that. So it's called Amor Prohibido, or maybe you can say it a little bit better, Forbidden Love.
Yes.
And it just sounds marvelous, the music and everything that people can experience if they want to on that evening. So tell us a bit about, let's start off with the guest artist, a pianist who will be joining the symphony that night.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on the air and be able to talk about this, I think, beautiful musical evening that we are preparing for our community. The string orchestra from the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will be joined by a wonderful guest artist, pianist, who originates from Cuba, and he kind of defected the country same way I defected Poland at the times when life wasn't so beautiful in those two places. It's still not perfect in Cuba. Anyway, Leonel Morales is his name. He left Cuba first to study in Russia. He studied in Moscow. Then he relocated to Spain, where he resides today. He's a internationally recognized soloist. He plays all over the world all the time, and he's also very well-known teacher. He teaches in Madrid. He teaches at the Mozart Academy in Salzburg during the summer semester. So wonderful overall musician, personality, wonderful friend of mine. I had the pleasure of collaborating with him on a number of occasions before. So I'm delighted that we could be part of his current U.S. tour. He also performed in Florida after he plays in Lafayette. And he brings with him not only a beautiful piano music, but a repertoire that has this element of love interwoven, I would say, on many different levels. So we will have in his performance and in the performance of the orchestra, because the program will consist of sections where the orchestra plays alone. There will be actually two solo piano selections, and then we will play together in the final part of the concert. And I think each piece relates to the theme of love, which is, of course, closely associated with Valentine's on different levels, not just the obvious romance between two people who feel that they can't live without each other anymore, but also love towards something different, not just another person, maybe love for the country, maybe love for the love that never could have happened because we had to do what we had to do. And if I get to a bit more specifics in terms of the program, let me tell you first about the works that are sort of obviously romantic in the way we expect them to be. So we will open our program with a little known composition by Leopold Mozart. Leopold Mozart is father of the famous Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. He was a wonderful composer himself. He was a very important teacher. And among works that he wrote is a peasant wedding divertimento, peasant wedding symphony. Very interesting, entertaining piece. I believe he wrote it probably for a special occasion, probably for the wedding occasion. And the divertimento was probably played in the evening where people were dining and celebrating new marriage and has sort of folky tunes, celebratory feeling. I think great music for that occasion with a touch of romance through the eyes of an Austrian composer from late 18th century. Another piece that in obvious way connects with the Valentine theme is except from the movie score, Scent of the Woman, the famous Tango per una cabeza, written by Carlos Gardel. Carlos Gardel is actually a Mexican composer, but tango is a Argentinian form, very romantic, very, I'm going to say, musically erotic composition, very well-known piece, and I think it sounds especially good when it's being played by the string orchestra.
Just imagining some people hopping up to dance, Mariusz.
Yeah, it definitely.
It's, two lively it's pieces.
Selective mm-hmm. dance-like feeling. And the next work, which talks about love in already a bit more, let's say, sophisticated way, we're going to present a few excerpts from music written to ballet titled El Amor Brujo, Love the Magician, by Spanish composer Manuel de Falla. And in that ballet, there is a story about a woman who is in love with a man, but she's being haunted by her previous man, her previous husband. So there's very interesting love triangle.
Which one is the sorcerer? The one she left? Or the
well, so she really wants to be with the new love, but somehow cannot get rid of the memories and the haunting spirit of her previous love. And one of the central moments in the ballet, in the storytelling through music and through dance, is this fire dance, when she would like to dance with the present man whom she intends to marry and be with, but somehow she gets to dance with the ghost of her previous man. The story takes place in Andalusia, which is the southern region of Spain, where there's a very different ethnic culture that you will find in, let's say, Madrid or in the north of Spain, and also very heavily influenced by gypsy music and gypsy culture. After Hungary, Spain is the place in Europe which has the highest number of gypsies or Romans. And especially in the southern Spain, Andalusia, they traditionally, historically lived and influenced the culture, also musical culture. So the music has a bit of a gypsy vibe in addition to Andalusian and Spanish vibe. And this kind of mysticism that the fire is trying to also convey through the story also comes from gypsy traditions. So it's a very kind of loaded, very interesting, very mysterious piece of music. And we're going to present this dance, this ritual fire dance during the concert that has this kind of different kind of love.
Oh, another dance.
Another dance, yeah.
Yeah. And is the string orchestra going to be playing these pieces you just described?
Yes, those, mm-hmm. the first three pieces will be just played by the orchestra. Then we're going to welcome to our stage Leonel Morales, and he will play two solo compositions, and they represent very intense feelings that he has with his home country, which is Cuba, and his current residence, which is Spain. So he'll play five traditional Cuban dances first, and then he'll present us with Spanish Rhapsody by Franz Liszt. And I think when we were talking about my concept of the program, and I asked him what from your repertoire would fit that concept, he immediately jumped with those two compositions, and I think they will beautifully fit into the overall idea of this mm-hmm. musical evening. Mm-hmm. And we'll end our program together performing Frédéric Chopin Piano Concerto, number one. Chopin wrote this piece when he was only 20 years old. And the second movement of this concerto, called the Romance, was written because he was madly in love at the time with this young girl. There are discussions who exactly was that woman, because I think he was telling people that he is in love with girl A because it was more
acceptable,
politically correct mm-hmm, at his mm-hmm. times. But other sources say that was just the cover. He is actually in love with this other girl. So I won't mention any names, but it's definitely...
because we would know them so well here.
It's definitely a piece that comes from the heart of young man. Mm-hmm. I think that discover his first true love, and is really writing his heart out to somehow show his feelings and perhaps gain attention of that young lady through his music. Chopin premiered this piece himself at the age of only 21 at the National Theater in Warsaw, playing as a soloist. And ever since, this piece, this concerto, is one of the favorite piano concertos for every pianist all over the world. So I'm very happy we'll play this music.
Well, you've given people so many reasons to attend this concert, this performance. And there are two of them on Friday night, so they're not really long.
No, this is about a one-hour concert, 1 hour, okay. ten minutes, between 60 and 70 minutes. Performance, the first starts at 6, the second one starts at 8:30. As you mentioned, we sold all of our tickets for the first presentation, but there are still some tickets available to 8:30. And I think if you're looking for a perfect romantic Valentine's Day, this is your place to be.
And to cap off the night, we were mentioning how many things are going on around, and the 8:30 performance could be a really nice way to, start ending the evening. Maybe if you're going to a parade or one of the other events, you could still attend this 8:30 performance.
It says 8:30, it'll be done by 9:30, 9:45. Mm-hmm. And we have special tickets, we call them VIP packages, where you can get free parking, you can get champagne, you can get lots of good goodies in addition to the music. So if you go to our website and you can find all the information about the music and about the sort of upgraded opportunities to enjoy the music.
Enjoy Valentine's Day. So that's acadianasymphony.org, and you can find out more details about these performances. It's for the 8:30 show, and that will be at the Acadiana Center for the Arts.
ACA,
so more intimate concert.
Yes.
With the string orchestra of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra and your special guest, originally he's Cuban pianist but now lives in Spain, playing these incredibly romantic, lively pieces, it sounds like, especially at the beginning of the program, dance pieces that the symphony will play, and then he will play some solo, and then you'll end it with this great collaboration of Chopin. What more perfect Valentine could it be than ending with the romantic music of Chopin?
I don't think there's no more romantic piano music than Chopin. There's so much emotion, and there are so much fluidity, virtuosity, but at the same time, always coming from the heart. He was an incredibly sensitive man. You know, of course, he's a Polish composer, so I tend to know more about him than maybe other composers, but reading his biographies and his letters and how he perceived the world, he was a very wonderful, sensitive soul, sensitive to everything that was happening around him, very much aware of the political environment, the social environment, and I think always looking for love. I'm not sure that he ever truly found it, but definitely piano and the piano music was a vehicle for him to show his beautiful soul.
All the passion in his soul. Well, you can read more about him, too, in preparation for that concert. He's very interesting. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Mariusz Smoly. He is the conductor and artistic director of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. Their Valentine's concert this year is on Valentine's Day, which is Friday. Amor Prohibido, Forbidden Love, with a great guest artist, a pianist, and lots of potential treats if there are packages with treats, and you can find out more about that at the ASO website, acadianasymphony.org. Anything else we should know about it? It sounds like it's a concert for all ages. You're talking about Chopin being 20, so very young
absolutely.
People could enjoy this concert as well.
No, I often talk about the good music being for everybody, and I love the quote that I think Louis Armstrong said, if it sounds good, it's good music. It doesn't really matter where it comes from. And I think I still often meet people that somehow feel a distance into so-called classical music. I don't like really that term. We use it in order to identify certain kind of music. But I myself don't really any longer know what's exactly classical music, because it became such a wide field where we do play music from movies like we do on a Friday. We play music that you can hear in commercials, that you can hear in theater, that is surrounding us all the time. So please don't be afraid of this label. Please don't be afraid of the fact that it's being played by so-called classical musicians. It's really music for everybody. If you have feelings, what will touch them?
great music from a lot of different periods, and it's all very profoundly affecting. So, yes, don't be afraid of it. And the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, again, has been doing this Valentine's concert for a long time and has really touched a lot of people. So we appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
So what do you all have coming up next after this Valentine's?
Yeah, we have a very exciting, I would say, community project / concert in the first week of March. We have a project titled This Is Us, where we put together symphonic version of Acadian tunes and dances orchestrated by Virgil Thompson, together with a visual presentation of photographs provided by our community that show us how people see themselves and the place they live. We asked for those photographs a few months ago. We received, I think, close to 500 or 600 of them. They're being curated by Nicolas Bardonnet, who is artistic director of Westwater Photography, a wonderful little company that specializes in visual presentations that accompany symphonic music. They do a lot of projects themselves, connecting famous symphonic music or less famous symphonic music with certain places and visual presentations. They also collaborate with communities that would like to create an original work that speaks about the place people live in. And their ideas, which I really liked, is that we should not put any barriers on what people would like to send. It may be, of course, a beautiful landscape. It may be a photo of your house. Maybe a photo of your dog or your favorite gumbo or your grandmother, or maybe a picture when you were 16 on your first Valentine's Day. You know, anything. And I think the kind of pictures people say also says a lot about how they see themselves and see the community. So I'm very excited to see the final collage of those pictures. I just seen some of them, and I let Nick to decide through his artistic eyes and experience how to put them together, which are better suited to the music. And we will premiere this, I think, very interesting and unusual collaboration in the first week of March, where we'll play the symphonic version of the Acadian dances, while people will watch some of their own photographies, maybe themselves even, being shown on the big screen above the orchestra.
How lovely. Again, more details about that on y'all's website.
Yes,
so
we have.
Again, what a lovely part of your mission to really reach out to the community and touch all kinds of people who may not think that their lives intersect with classical music or soundtrack music Virgil Thompson's wonderful presentations of Acadian dances. So we appreciate that. And that's
much.
Not the last performance.
No, and then we have our final performance in the last week of March, where we will collaborate with the choruses from UL, University of Louisiana, and we will present together an extraordinary, beautiful music by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart called Royal Mass, one of his highlights of his career, beautiful writing for instruments and voices and soloists, and doing this in St. John Cathedral, I think, will enhance further the beauty of Mozart's music.
Well, we'll look forward to having you back a little closer to that concert.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Mariusz Smoly talking about the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra's annual Valentine's performance, 8:30 this Friday. You can find out more at acadianasymphony.org. Merci bien. Thank you.
Thank you.